So today we're talking about trust. This is a huge topic, so I'm going to narrow this down a little bit. I want to talk about trust when it comes to your everyday life, and I want to talk about trust when it comes to some falsities that I think come out in the technology world. And where technology meets your humanity is very interesting for me. And when you can find truth that is the same in the science world as it is in the art world, in the music world, and the spirituality world, then I think you found real truth. So I want to take a look at trust from a few different perspectives. Trust is a measure of risk. So a measure of risk. That means if I trust someone, what I'm saying is, what's the probability that they will work against me? What's the probability that they will do something to harm me? It means that I think the chance of them doing something against me in some way is pretty low, right? So to say I trust you means I think the chance of you being harmful to me is low. Trust is a measure of risk. And you can't wholesale say that you trust someone or you don't trust them, right? That you're 100% or zero. It's a sliding scale, and it's very dependent on the subject matter at hand. I might trust someone's restaurant recommendations, but not their movie recommendations, right? They have a famous saying, in military leadership, which is, you know, like, I'd trust you on the field, I would trust you with my life, but would I trust you with my money and my wife? It depends. It's very subject matter dependent. And trust is also dependent on exactly what your goals are and what their goals are. And we've seen this throughout history play out on the world stage. When two countries have similar goals, they can be friends. And they help each other. And it works out very well. But when they each have goals and they can't both have what they want, this is where you run into trouble. And it's the same in your life. If you have a goal and the other person has a goal, it doesn't matter what those goals are, what you want and what they want. If you can both have what you want, then you can work together to help each other achieve that. If you can't both have what you want, now you're going to have a problem. And this gets to the heart of the question, well, how do I know if I can trust someone? Some people approach that by just deciding that right from the beginning, I'm going to trust people completely. It doesn't work out very well. You want to analyze the situation. You don't want to go to the other extreme of that either and say, well, right from the beginning, I'm not going to trust anybody. What you might do instead is say, I'm going to find out what their agenda is. What do they want? What do they want? Personally, professionally, in this life, what are their goals? What are they trying to achieve? What are they trying to make happen? And then I know what I want, personally, professionally, etc. And if we can both have what we want, then there can be trust. So it becomes really actually pretty easy to recognize when you need to be careful in terms of trust with someone. Number one, you need an accurate understanding of what they want. You need to know that you actually know what they want, that they're not lying to you, which, boy, there's a whole other factor of trust. But if you can both have what you want, then there's no reason why you can't work together to achieve that, even if your goals are different. If you cannot both have what you want, be careful. In the situation, this is where you get betrayal, right? And trust is just a measure of what's the risk that this person will betray me. So how do you know? Okay, this is what happens. When you can't both have what you want, now you have to ask the question, which of the two of you has more power? And I don't care if this is person to person or between countries or between companies and organizations, it does not matter. So you take a look at the situation. Let's say I want you to do something and you don't want to do it. Who's got the power? You've got the power because you are the one who controls your own behavior. Let's take a look at another situation where we can't both have what we want. Let's say that we're both going after the same thing and there's only one of those things, right? We both want to be number one at the race. We both want to acquire the Mona Lisa, whatever it is. It is one thing and only one person is going to get it and both of us want it. Well, we can't both have what we want in that situation. Now, in those situations, who's got the power? That's going to be a little bit tougher to tell. But you want to figure out which one of the two people has an advantage. And this is really a lot of fun in analyzing situations for other people as well, or even in your business life. If you can't both have what you want, one of those people has more advantage, some kind of power, some kind of advantage. They either control the outcome better than you do in some way. So in that situation where two people cannot both have what they want, one of them has the power, the other will perpetrate the betrayal. And this is how you know who to trust. So let's go over that again. And let me explain it. You cannot both have what you want. One of you has an advantage or some kind of bigger power than the other. It may not be by much. One of you has more power than the other. The one who does not have the power or advantage will perpetrate the betrayal. Why? Because they are powerless. Because they don't have the power, they don't have the advantage, but they still want what they want. And getting what they want is going to come in front of that. Now, they may attempt to perpetrate the betrayal gently, or they may not bother. They may perpetrate the betrayal in a rather nasty way. But either way, in any situation where you are in conflict with another person, what you want is in conflict with what they want, and you cannot both have what you want, then if you are the one with the power, they are going to be the one who's going to perpetrate the betrayal. I guarantee it. Wait for it. It will happen. Now, sometimes that's you. What if they're the one with the power? You cannot have both have what you want. They're the one with the power. You are the one who will perpetrate the betrayal. Watch yourself do it. You may try to do it gently. You may not try to do it gently. But this is the nature of our humanity. And that is the nature of trust. Trust is a measure, just to recap, trust is a measure of risk. What's the probability that you will betray me in some way? Betrayal is a big dramatic word, right? And when I use betrayal here, I mean everything from you might lie, make a tiny lie to me, or you might take me to court. Whatever it is. So betrayal can look like from fairly benign looking to absolute full drama, but that's always how it's going to play out. So trust is a measure of what's the risk that you will perpetrate a betrayal against me, and that's entirely contained in one question. Can we both have what we want? And if we can both have what we want, we can be friends and it can all work out, right? We can multiply each other's efforts. And so you see this play out in your personal life all the time, but you also see this play out in the business world. You see this play out in the technology world. I don't care what the technology is. It's still all about humanity. It's still about people. I saw a really cool image the other day from SpaceX where they had a great launch and they gathered all the people involved in that project and they put them out in the launch area with a massive number of people. It had to be several hundred people standing in a giant crowd, and they backed off and took a picture of it. So these are the people behind this project. And, well, there's an area where you need a lot of trust, right? I'm going to launch you into orbit. Do you trust that I built this rocket correctly? And you see this concept in the blockchain world. And in the blockchain world, they go, oh, blockchain is trustless. No, it's not. No, it's not. And I'll do a separate video on that. Blockchain is not trustless. It's not trustless. It is a level of trust unlike anything you have ever experienced, actually. But we'll talk about that separately. So think about this in terms of trust in your own life. Think about what goals you have, what you're trying to accomplish. Think about the people who you believe are on your side. What do they want? And you really just have to be careful when you're in that situation where you and someone else cannot both have what you want. That's what you need to watch out for. Trust. Fascinating topic. You can message me at my website. Let me know what you think. Let me know what questions and thoughts that you have. Trust, power, and betrayal are fascinating human topics. It's part of our life on this earth. Thanks for joining me. I'm Guru Catherine. See you later.